So, Knox, I just want to know, what influenced the creation of your beats as you was doing this project?
Oh, man, it's a couple of things, man. I mean, I might give you, like, maybe 4 or 5 beats a day, right? And when I went back and I took out Kyan's catalog, I'm like, all right, this right here is perfect.
Yeah,
this right here is perfect. This right here is perfect. So I just put like a folder together, and I just kept sending beats. Just kept sending them. And every time I send them, Kyan just he knocks them down. You know, and I'm like, man, what the fuck? I worked with some people, but Kyan is like, that's something different.
Yeah,
you know, you could go anywhere, you know, on Andre 3000. So I just pulled out some stuff that a lot of people didn't hear. So I just played it to Kyan, and he's like, oh, I want that right there. And I'm like, sure. I mean, they could be like, ah, that's a jazzy beat or a boom bap beat. Boom happens for me.
Yeah.
But my dude just took that and ran with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of them joints on the record, man, they were some joints that I weren't really going to pay. And it turned out to be a good record. So, yeah, hell yeah.
Hold up.
Hold up.
So how long have you been producing now?
Oh my God.
Don't say age, nigga.
Forever, yeah, forever. So, I mean, even with the nobody stuff with Seven and Eagle Man, you know, I was still doing production, but I wasn't really on the game like that. I've been doing it probably strong for probably about 15 years.
Okay. So, Kyan, as far as, you know, being an artist, how long have you been an artist?
You know what I'm saying? That's it, yo. About 8 years old, man, cut my first record. You know what I'm saying? Big up to my pops, man. He, you know, brought me up in the studio with my uncles. They playing live instruments, you know, singing background vocals and whatnot. On one of my reggae albums, I got a joint. You know, he put out a song called Down by the Riverside, so I got a reggae joint. You know what I'm saying? Homage to that moment in time, you know what I'm saying? So,
okay.
8 years old, man. I came here to MC in 89, you know what I mean? And, knocking down these walls around here for hip hop, reggae, you know, put it like tech and stuff. So, yeah, man. Yeah, so, you know, so this is my heart, man. You know, that, you know, I breathe this right here, man. You know what I mean? So, it's been a long time, man. I give thanks to be able to be here, to still be able to create something fresh, something dope, something new, and be able to reinvent myself, man, because I was doing some, you know, promotions for a minute. City, Durham, North Carolina, man. And after that, started playing out, man. I just got back into some music, and I'm not gonna let it go until, you know what I'm saying? It's time for me to let go. You know what I mean?
I understand.
So I just appreciate it. You feel me? Yep.